Hello and welcome to another week of the Lookout News Roundup. I'm your host, Joseph Jafari, Editor-in-Chief of Lookout, the Southwest's only newsroom dedicated to accountability journalism for and about the LGBTQ plus community. Before we get started, remember you can get this roundup delivered straight to your inbox every week by subscribing at lookoutnews.org. First up for this week, a case unfolding in Tucson could have major implications for thousands of people who came to the United States as children. Lookout reported last week that immigration advocates are closely watching the case because it could help establish a pathway for the federal government to remove long-term residents who have spent most of their lives in the U.S. The case comes as immigration enforcement efforts continue expanding under the Trump administration, raising concerns among immigrant rights groups that protections many families have relied on for years may be increasingly vulnerable. Meanwhile, Pride Month looked a little different at the U.S.-Mexico border this year. In Nogales, LGBTQ advocates, migrants, and community members gathered for a cross-border Pride celebration centered on visibility, solidarity, and resistance. Organizers told Lookout the event was designed to remind people that queer identity doesn't stop at borders and that queer migrants often face unique dangers navigating both immigration systems and discrimination within their own communities. And speaking of Pride, Tucson's annual Out West celebration returned to Old Tucson Studios this year. According to the Tucson Sentinel, the event brought together thousands of attendees for a uniquely Arizona Pride experience, complete with horseback riders, Western-themed performances, and community organizations. Organizers say the event has grown into one of Southern Arizona's signature Pride celebrations by blending LGBTQ plus visibility with the region's cowboy culture and history. Turning to state politics, Governor Katie Hobbs has signed Arizona's $18.3 billion state budget after weeks of negotiations with Republican lawmakers. The spending plan includes tax cuts and funding priorities for both parties that are calling victories, though critics argue it falls short on affordable housing, education, and social services. The agreement avoids a government shutdown and sets the stage for what is expected to be another contentious election season. And voters will have plenty to decide this November. Arizona lawmakers have referred 10 ballot measures to the statewide ballot, covering everything from taxes and immigration enforcement to voting rules and public safety policies. Several of the proposals are expected to become major campaign issues in the months ahead and could significantly reshape state law depending on how voters respond. Now on to national news. A transgender woman died in federal custody after repeatedly complaining about worsening medical problems, according to reporting from LGBTQ Nation. Advocates say she sought medical attention multiple times before her death and argue the case reflects ongoing concerns about healthcare access for transgender people in detention facilities. Civil rights groups are now demanding an independent investigation into the circumstances surrounding her death. Meanwhile, the nation's largest Protestant adoption agency says it will once again stop working with LGBTQ plus couples. Religion News Services reports the decision follows a series of legal and political battles over religious exemptions and LGBTQ plus non-discrimination protections. Critics say the move will reduce the number of available homes for children in need of adoption, while supporters argue faith-based organizations should be allowed to operate according to their religious beliefs. A new report from GLAAD is raising alarms about artificial intelligence and LGBTQ plus representation. According to Axios, researchers found that many popular AI systems continue to generate inaccurate, biased, or harmful information about queer people. Advocates warn that as AI becomes more integrated into search engines, education, and everyday life, those biases could have real-world consequences for how queer people are portrayed and understood. And finally, despite a decline in corporate sponsorships, Pride celebrations continue expanding across Ohio. Organizers say more than 150 Pride events are taking place throughout the state this year, including in rural communities that historically had little LGBTQ plus visibility. While some companies have scaled back their support amid political pressure, local organizers say grassroots participation remains strong and that community-driven Pride events are continuing to grow. That's it for this week's Lookout News Roundup. I'm Joseph Jafari. Thanks for listening. And remember that you can get this roundup in your inbox every week by going to lookoutnews.org and signing up for our newsletter there. You can also subscribe, donate, and read more of our accountability-focused coverage and learn what's happening in the Southwest. We'll see you next week. Until then, stay safe, stay informed, and look out for each other.